This is another episode of Talks with Tyler ISD, a podcast about the passionate people who have a heart for students. This podcast is brought to you by Texas Bank and Trust. Thank you so much for joining us for this episode of Talks with Tyler ISD. And today our guest is the new Director of Visual and Performing Arts, Lainey O'Connell. Lainey, thank you so much for joining us. We are excited to have you here and welcome to Tyler ISD.
Well, thank you. I'm very excited to be here.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself, about your journey, because this is not your first stop in the visual and performing arts arena.
No, it's not. Goodness, I've been... You know, I've always been in sort of the arts arena. I discovered it like so many of us in the arts when we were young. And mm-hmm. So it was one teacher in middle school who discovered that passion in me.
What's her name?
Okay, her name is Miss Putnam.
Miss Putnam.
Cannot forget Miss Putnam. Miss Putnam, she was my speech and theater teacher in 7th and 8th grade. That's mm-hmm. hilarious, but it's true. So I know how important it is to have access to the arts, because for some of us, we don't know. We don't know what we're going to be interested in until it's presented to us. And
right.
So that's why I love that, you know, here in Tyler, we have so many things that are offered to our students. But as far as my journey is concerned, that's where I started and ended up at, you know, university, have my degree in theater, but I've been in a theater company. I was one of the original members of a theater company in Dallas.
Oh, wow.
We were there for 10 years while I was working for a nonprofit as an assistant artistic director, and also went into directing theater at a high school for years and years at the same high school, and then writing curriculum for the district, and then organizing UIL for the district, and then always working on various boards around Dallas.
I love that. Well, and then in your last role, you were at Dallas ISD. You were the director of theater arts. Is that correct?
I was a director of theater arts. Yes, but I also, my last role at Dallas ISD was I was working on a campus. I was mm-hmm. director of theater arts for a campus. I also wrote curriculum for the district for theater arts, and I also was a coordinator for their UIL component. So for
Wonderful.
Theater arts.
And you've been on several boards. I understand on one of the dance boards.
The North Texas Dance Council. Yes.
Wow. So not just theater, dance as
no,
well.
No, dance as well. Well,
thing.
Also, which I also I've organized a lot of the summer events for Dallas ISD for their summer piece.
Wonderful.
So, yeah.
So
dance,
we're glad to have you over here. We've lured you to East Texas. What did you find appealing about heading over here to the Piney Woods?
You know, it's funny because I think a lot of people from Dallas have been lured to the Piney Woods
yes.
prior to, and honestly, it's just knowing them and knowing their experience and knowing their journey and really seeing the amazing things that are happening in Tyler. And also, I mean, I have to say it, my grandparents, like when I was growing up, they lived in Tyler. Mm-hmm. And so I've had sort of a long history with Tyler of just really falling in love with the city and having, it was kind of my second home.
Yeah.
And so to see that so many people that I really care about and admire in the professional world coming to Tyler and seeing the great things that they're doing here,
mm-hmm.
I've just wanted to be a part of that.
So it is kind of like coming back home to your second home.
It is, yeah.
You do have some roots here, so that's fun to see that. And, of course, Tyler, in the last 5 years, has really exploded. The art scene has. You're seeing murals pop up everywhere, lots of support of the arts throughout, lots of projects from the city itself. So mm-hmm. I love how that's going to marry with your efforts here and what you're going to be doing with Tyler ISD. Talk to us a little bit about your first 100 days, so to speak. What have you been doing since you've come on board? What have you been thinking about, talking and collaborating?
Well, I like the fact that you use the word collaboration, because I'm all about collaboration. And it's not just collaborating with those who are within our district. We are a part of the community.
Yes.
I know that Dr. Crawford likes to use that front porch analogy, but it's true. Mm-hmm. We are, and especially the arts, we are the front porch, and that is what a lot of our community members see. And so I really want to be a part of that community, to reflect the community in which we live in, and to honor it, really.
Yeah. So you've had a good time. You've been working through kind of meeting all of the art teachers on all the different campuses. Yes. I mean, we're a pretty big district, so it's going to take a little bit.
It's going to take a minute. And you know, I was going through my list today of like, okay, oh, I need to calendarize that, because it's like you start the calendar and then best laid plan. So I've made it through probably 3/4 of all the schools thus far, and I plan on getting through the rest of them by mid next week. But it's not just about being on the campus. I really want to be on the campus so I can see all of the great things that they're doing on campus. So part of my 100 days is not just to see what's going on the campus, but to see how I can support them, because that's really how I see my role, is like, what way can we, as the visual and performing arts, can we support each other? How can I support them in the great work that they are doing?
So as you've been able to kind of do this tour of Tyler ISD, so to speak, what is kind of coming out as your top priorities for the 2022-2023 school year when it comes to the visual and performing arts?
I would say vertical and horizontal teaming.
Ah.
It's so funny. I was listening to something, again, it was at a board meeting, and whether they intentionally said it or not, but they were talking a lot. So we really need to grow those vertical alignments, and we have them in place, but I think that they could be stronger. So giving them opportunity, not just waiting for the end of the year event, like Art Fest we have at the end of the year, which is a great time to sort of celebrate the arts. But I think we need to start way, like much sooner, before, you know, in the fall and in the winter, where we're really building those relationships, because, you know, our elementaries are going to feed into our middle schools, which are going to feed into our high schools, which are going to feed into our local colleges and universities. And so we really need to make sure that we are supporting our students every single step of the way, and that they're hearing the same message, and that they're, and so that we can push them to their best.
So it sounds like we can expect to see more performance opportunities throughout the year, more opportunities for their artwork to be on display, where they can show it with the community, share it with the community, and they'll be able to see them more year-round, as opposed to that end-of-year final rush between March and May when everybody's doing the spring play or the spring musical, that sort of thing.
Yeah, well, and the funny thing is that there are a lot of things that were already in place. I mean, really, truly, there are a lot of opportunities for our students' work to be seen. And honestly, it's just building on those relationships that we already have with, you know, UT Tyler or with TJC, or with the museum, at the Tyler Museum of Art, and then taking those relationships to the next level and finding more opportunities, just again, for our students' work to be seen and to collaborate with that year or two above them. Because I know that when I was in elementary school and I saw the high school perform for the first time, I was just in awe. I was like, oh, that's what I want to do with the rest of my life. And so I'm sure that there are students out there who have that big aha moment just by, again, accessing the arts and having access to the arts.
Well, and I love that you talk about, not only is it keeping those relationships with the community partners, but also taking those to the next level. And then even beyond that, at the state and national level, we do have some great things in place where our students have placed or had their works shown, that sort of thing. And so to see that grow as well is going to be wonderful as you take on this new role. And then again, you said it kind of builds up throughout the year. And then we do have some fun things. You had mentioned Art Fest. Mm-hmm. We've got Youth Art Month, so you're already probably planning lots of fun things for that.
Yes, I am. I just dream about it. Like, that's what I dream about. It's like going, okay, what are we going to do with this next fun event?
Yes.
It's like, and how are we really going to highlight the good work of our students? You know, and it's really going to start, like, I know that Moore is having a multicultural event. Mm-hmm. I know that some of our community partners are having a multicultural event where some of our students are going to have that opportunity in just the next couple of weeks. And then Moore is having one at the end of September, early October, I believe. And so it's already starting. Those partnerships are already starting. And it's not just with the one school. It's with multiple schools. Multiple campuses are coming together to celebrate culture and art and all of
I know. I love it. I got a postcard in the mail the other day, and it was for I want to say it was either the Women's Fund or the East Texas Symphony League.
Yes.
And the Caldwell students, we're going to go and look at all of their artwork, and it's just going to be a part of their event. So it's even other community partners that are holding their events, showcasing the work of our students. So it really is so neat to see that collaboration. As you said, that key to collaboration. And speaking of things that fit together and go together, a lot of people don't realize how important the arts are to academics. They always think of them as separate, and they intertwine so much. It really does help take academics to
the
next
level.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You're like, yes, I know this.
Yes, it's true. Well, because it's so funny. I mean, I've been in education for a minute, and I've seen it sort of cycle through. It's like, well, how do we get our kids to that next level of thinking, where you're in these higher order level of analysis and or problem solving, and that's where the arts live.
Yes.
Like we live, and that's where that sort of creative bubble or whatever you want to call it, that's where that happens. It lives in that problem solving and analysis world in your brain. And so any involvement with the arts is of course going to help you with those areas, which of course is going to help you in all levels of your life. I mean, it's going to help you with reading, it's going to help you with math, it's going to help you with science. Because it's so funny, I was just reading an article it was an article on STEAM, on science, technology, engineering, arts, and math, but how they are all very similar because of there is artistry and there is in the science and technologies and the maths that it requires that type of thought. And
it does. That creative thinking, you have to think outside of the box. And in order to be an innovator, you do have to have that different perspective.
And have hypotheses and then be able to draw those conclusions. Yes, I mean, and so it's really interesting. And so that's what we do. That's what we are doing, whether the kids are aware of it. It's just bringing that awareness that is what they're doing. I think that's that next level, that next piece, when you get into sort of your curriculum writing, you make sure that you can build those connections, and that's where those teaming that
component of it in there.
And that's where your horizontal teams start happening, like when you're doing grade level work. Like, so if you have a fourth grade art class and you you can work with art and you can work with your reading teacher and making sure that they all are in alignment as well, so that you can see how to connect the arts with the rest of your...
Oh, absolutely. I mean, honestly, like just thinking back to my own education, I mean, I remember learning about the Renaissance and studying Madonna of the Rocks by Leonardo da Vinci and then writing an essay about that artwork. And then it actually even went further than that. I actually was in French class, and they had offered a chance to go over to Europe over spring break, and it was like a discounted price for students to go.
Right.
And I got to go, and I got to go see the painting in person, and it was just like full circle, the whole thing. But it brought in all the components, the history, the writing, just all of it together. And it, for me, it's something that I will never forget. And so again, it's like the arts, when you do those horizontal collaborations, you make an impact where somebody, 10, 20, 30 years from now is going to still remember that moment where it all just kind of clicked.
Right.
And I love to hear that. And of course, on just the most basic level, you're going to see better attendance because kids are excited about going to school because they want to go to the art class or they want to go to the theater class. And then they're going to have better behavior because they know if they don't, they're not going to be in the play or they're not going to. So, I mean, it just kind of all helps. It's that spider web effect of how it all works together.
Agreed.
I love to see that. And it also is, it's neat. You had mentioned earlier, you got exposed at a young age. And a lot of times until you have that exposure, you don't find your why. And so this allows students to do that.
To find their why. I always say it's like they speak the same language. You know what I mean? It's like you just like, oh, you get me. Like if you gravitate toward, say a visual art, then it's like that they are speaking your same language. It's like, oh, okay, we can have this conversation, and whether it's a verbal conversation or it's a conversation that we're putting on paper, pen and paper, or if it's a musical language that we're speaking together, we're speaking that language together. And so it is fun to see that creative process. And when kids are able to work as an ensemble and build something greater than themselves, and that's always just such a magic moment as a yes. teacher, or as even anybody in the audience. Mm-hmm. I've been, you know, I'm sure you've been brought to tears mm-hmm. where you just see this, you know, you're witnessing a moment of magic of Absolutely. that connectedness. And so
yeah. when it all clicks, it's yes, pure magic.
So it is. We, as a performer and as an audience member, because it's that shared experience. Mm-hmm. Again, it's that shared experience. And yeah. that's what the arts are. It's the shared experience of life. You know, arts are the mirror really of a society and of the world in which, you know, that piece of music was written, or mm-hmm. that painting was written. You like yes. when you did the study of that painting and in that time period, and you got yes. to go see it, and which gave it relevance, yes. contextual relevance. Yes. It's like that's what the arts do. They give a contextual relevance to life.
Yeah, to what was going on in that moment.
In that moment.
So neat. Anything else that you would love to share just about what's coming up, or anyone that might be listening, anything you want to share about yourself or what you have planned for this year?
You know what? I always like to try to keep the focus to never be on me, honestly. Yeah. It should always be on the students. And it's mm-hmm. like, and really, truly, I think what's up next is like, is just looking for those really great opportunities for our students to shine and for our teachers as well, to support our teachers so that they're able to support our students and allow them to show their best work and to shine their best light on the world, really.
Gosh, I love that. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Lainey. And thank you all for listening. If you would like to find more about all things Tyler ISD and what's going on in the district, you can always sign up for our district newsletter. All you have to do is go to get.tylerisd.news. We'd like to thank our sponsor, Texas Bank and Trust. Subscribe to Talks with Tyler ISD on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or Spotify. Please share this episode with your friends and family.